Good morning again. So glad to see all of you. So, this worship series, where did this come from? SAD, Spiritual Affective Disorder. Well, I have to tell you that we had a couple things we were thinking about using, and we decided to go with this because what I've learned is that people in our country and in our city and in our congregation suffer with anxiety and depression. And what I know for sure is that God is big enough. God is big enough to take all that we experience, all that we have, and be with us and love us anyway. And so it's the job of the church to not only talk about the celebrations, but also talk about the hard stuff, too. So, sometimes we do go through times of feeling blue. Sometimes it's really hard to see the light through the darkness of winter and through our own darkness. And I chose this beautiful light. It's a Turkish lamp. I actually got one in Turkey that isn't this beautiful. It's only green. I love all the different colors. There's so many different colors in the lamp. And when the light shines through, see all the different ways in which the light hits the glass and it reflects out. There's so many different lights and darks within each color. I chose this image because that's how each of us experience depression, anxiety, or a dark time. We all have different ways in which we experience it, and we all have different ways in which we respond to it, ways in which we get through it. And so this beautiful, colorful light, this lamp, reminds me, and I hope all of us, that we all get through the dark times in different ways and with different resources. What a beautiful thing. So one of the spiritual practices that many people have is to listen to music. And so as we look at this beautiful colored lamp, I would like to read to you, not yet sing, later we're going to sing this song. I'm going to read to you the words of this song, and I feel as though some songs can be read like a poem, sometimes they can be listened to, and sometimes we can incorporate them into our prayer. And so I'm going to read from the hymn, "Thy Word is My Lamp." When I was afraid, and when I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. And the chorus is, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And so I think of this colorful lamp here. Thy word is a colorful lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Scripture also offers us some resources when we are searching for some light. When we flip the switch, we may have a new look on things. I couldn't go through today without talking about the baptism of Jesus. Our text today in Matthew talks about how a dove appears and Jesus is alighted. Jesus is our light. We can count on Jesus. We can count on his teachings to be our light. We can count on his friendship to be our light. And what also struck me this time, what sparkled for me, was the word beloved. What would it be like if we crossed out all the things that we say to ourselves and we remembered that we were God's beloved? We crossed out all those negative things that we might say and we remembered we are God's beloved child. That would really flip the switch, wouldn't it? Let's flip the switch on our thoughts in everyday practices, our everyday lives. Let's try new things, new spiritual practices, or even rekindle a new spiritual practice. Everyday activities can be a blessing, filled with God's offer of radiance. So I'm going to end with some homework that I'm giving all of you out there. And I'm wondering if it's on the next one or not. Okay, yes. So over here on the side, you're going to see a lot of candles. And so your homework is to start a new spiritual practice, or maybe continue one or rekindle one that you've had. And that is to pray every day. And so I offer you a candle that you can light while you say a prayer. And when you're done praying, you know, turn off the candle, and then do that every day as a spiritual practice, as a routine. So you can do that, or another way to incorporate this into our everyday lives is to say a prayer, make a habit of saying a prayer when we're driving, or when we're riding in the car or riding on the bus, or maybe every day we walk somewhere and make that our time when we say our prayer. Another way to do this is to, during an everyday activity, which personally drives me crazy, but is probably when I need to be praying most, is while washing dishes, say a prayer. Or when you're having your cup of coffee for the day, say a prayer. But incorporate this prayer into your everyday things that you're already doing so that everyday activities can be a blessing filled with God's offer of radiance. So these are some examples of, this is one example of a prayer you could say, God of light, shine on me. Or let my heart always welcome your love, which is the last line of our song that we're going to be singing for the next 8 weeks. Let my heart always welcome your love. So we're going to not only nourish our relationship with the divine individually, we're also going to be lifting each other up through our spiritual practices. So I invite you to share your experience. Each week, we're going to be posting on Facebook our spiritual practice. And if you're a Facebook user, I invite you and challenge you to hit reply and write and tell us your experience to this spiritual practice so that we can share this with the world. We can tell people what we're doing here in this community. We're lifting each other up and we're praying this week. Next week is going to be something else. So let us know about your experience. Now, if you tuned out because you don't have Facebook and you don't participate in Facebook, this is your job. Your job is to still share your experience. You can share your experience of this spiritual practice of praying in everyday activities with those around you, whether they attend this church or don't. Share your experience. This is a way in which we can grow with God, but also grow in community. So, as our text in Isaiah tells us, we need to be ready to arise from our bed, arise from not living in the present moment, arise from our non-action, arise from the water and the meaning of our baptism, and remember all that we promised when we were baptized by the water in the community. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So please join me each week as we flip the switch on experiencing the divine in our everyday lives and our intentional daily spiritual practices. So we're going to continue our worship by singing a choral meditation. And I'm not the Latin scholar, so please forgive me. Ubi Caritas. And so this is a spiritual practice that is something that's been happening over many, many hundreds of years. And what we'll do is we're going to sing these words over and over and over. And at first, you might just need to become familiar with the words or familiar with the rhythm or familiar with the music, and that's okay. Take your time. And as you become more familiar, settle into whatever feels right and really focus on that. Focus on whatever speaks to you or sparkles for you today. Maybe it will be the rhythm. Maybe it will be the words. Maybe it will be the music itself. Or maybe it will be something else. So let us remain seated and begin our choral meditation.